Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Man, that's a good whistle from Strophe. Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin on a beautiful Friday. I think it's beautiful. It was beautiful all day. Radar looks good, though. I'm looking at the radar. I don't see any rain clouds. I got to head north for a bachelor party after the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Ben Brust here with Alex Strophe.
How far north, Benny?
About an hour 40. So not super north, but like definitely somewhere I've never been. And there's like 30 dudes in 11, 12 cabins.
Green Bay?
I mean, I can pull up the address and plug it in my phone.
Yeah, just tell everybody in the state of Wisconsin where you're headed this weekend.
I'm not,
open invite.
I was going to like say...
Josh, you want to head up north 1 hour, 40 minutes, crush some Bud Lights tonight?
Do you think I want to spend an entire weekend with Ben Brust after the week we've had?
The mediator will be there. We'll get some Bud Lights flowing. It'll be fine.
Fremont, Wisconsin.
Fremont! I know Fremont very well.
See?
Why a wag of Fremont?
I didn't say the like specific numbers in North Blank Street.
Yeah, yeah, that's near Green Bay.
Yeah, so that's where I'm headed. And I don't know if I want to.
Uh-oh. Well,
here's why. They started golfing, and there's 30 dudes at this bachelor party.
Whoa.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
And it's a big drinking crew.
Good.
And they started golfing at 8 o'clock. By the time I'm done with the show, get home, and leave, I will be arriving in Fremont at around 8:15, 8:30.
Yeah.
They're going to be...
sleeping.
No. Peak blackout. You know what I mean? Like, peak drunk,
okay.
Slurry, and like, I'm not playing catch-up. Playing catch-up is the worst you can do. What do I do? Do I go, or do I stay the night... get a good night's sleep, and be there first thing in the morning when everyone's hungover. Make them breakfast.
Yeah, I think that's your move, right? Because you can't play catch-up with guys that have been going for 12 hours, right? Like, if it was a couple-hour difference, if they got done at 4 o'clock, then, yeah, we can talk. But if they've been going since 8 a.m., Benny, I think you stay the night, hang out with Brucey, make yourself a nice TikTok dinner.
The thing is,
you
I don't even
tomorrow.
Have Bruce.
Where's Brucey?
Bruce is with the girlfriend,
okay.
And she's home. I've been alone at home Wednesday and Thursday. And so maybe and here's the hard part. The person who's getting married has texted me and FaceTimed me three times and said, I wish you were standing up in the wedding.
Oh, you're not even standing up in it?
No, I mean, there's 30 dudes at the bachelor party.
Well, right. But he's specifically calling you out and saying, hey, Benny.
Yeah, no.
I wish you were standing up.
Yeah, like he said, like he continues to say, I made a mistake. Blank person shouldn't have been in.
That's awkward.
Is it?
That's super
weird.
No, it's not.
That's super weird. He's
Wait.
Just inflating your ego.
Hold on.
What the hell?
Oh, Josh, now you got questions.
Yeah.
I hate when you have questions.
Now, I see what he's doing here.
It's a game,
look,
right?
I'll tell you what happened. Last Summerfest at Zac Brown Band, he was drunk. The groom-to-be was drunk. He came over to me and said, Ben, I love you. Like, you want to be in my wedding.
Okay.
True story.
And you said?
Yeah. John, I love you. Like, I'd love to. But I did, Josh and Alex, say, you know, you don't have to do this right now. Because, like, and you know why I said that? Because I didn't want him to, like, be like, sorry, Ben, you know, like, you're on the out.
Right. I was drunk. Yeah.
Right.
But I don't think he's overcompensating. Or maybe he is. I don't know.
I think he knows that it's kind of weird.
But I'm not. I literally have made it very clear. John and I are very close friends. Like, in like, it will have zero effect if I'm standing up or not. And by the way, standing up in a wedding as the last guy picked kind of sucks because you still got to spend all the money on the tux. You still got to do all the dog and pony show.
Fair.
You know, you have to do more. And I was last cut. And I think I'm happy with that.
I think this is somebody who is making, wants to make sure you're still welcome and knows that.
But he
as
knows.
We learned with Ashy, someone who pumps up Ben Brust is someone Ben Brust likes.
That's true.
That's not our relationship. Mine and Ashton's relationship, like that. Mine and the groom-to-be's relationship, not like that at all.
Sounds like you could just get drunk and hug each other and, you know,
well,
spread the love
a little bit. That's what I'm going to do on Saturday.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're going to return the favor, right?
But my point is whether he is overcompensating or not, he has reached out 3 to 4 different times.
Today?
Sober. And said, I, like, wish you were in the wedding.
Oh.
So, like, it's not like he's just drunkenly told me this
four different
times.
You should, this
I'm
is what you should
you,
do.
It's not weird to me.
All right, so I'm going to New Jersey this weekend, right? I watched the Jersey Shore growing up. Hit me with another one. Thank you. I think we got to go full-blown drama mode. You got to go to this bachelor party tonight and spread some. There's 30 dudes there. It's going to be a weird environment regardless. Ask.
Why is it going to be a weird environment?
Because there's that many dudes, right?
It's a bachelor party.
But 30 people is a hell of a lot of people.
That's
for
high
bachelor
maintenance.
Parties. That's a lot of people.
There's 11 cabins. It's in the woods. Like, it's just a bunch of dudes.
It's too many
dudes.
People.
That's too many people for a bachelor party. Who I do not.
Put on the poll, Joshy. Is 30 people too many people,
Joshy,
for a bachelor party?
Do you have 30 good friends? Would you consider 30 people of yours good friends?
I wouldn't say I have 30 good friends, but there's 30 people without a doubt that I could justify being at a bachelor party.
Cool.
Huh.
I got a lot of pals.
All right, so I'm just a loser is what we're determining here then. Got it.
I didn't say it.
No, I did. I can own that. So
think about this. There's 30, I believe the total's 33 total people
That seems
party.
Huge to me.
Yeah, I mean, it is going to be huge. And that's why I'm also like, do I want to go tonight? Because that's a lot of drunk people.
Yeah, it is.
To come stone cold sober at 8:30 when I know they are.
And all other 32 are there? There's nobody else coming up tonight?
I mean, I'm sure there's like 5.
There's got to be some stragglers,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But I feel as if I need to be there because I am fringe wedding party.
Wow, this is a really interesting
predicament. I'm not fringe wedding party. I am wedding party.
You're not,
Josh. I'm wedding party.
But why didn't you go golf today if you're this close with this guy? Like, I figured if he wants you in the wedding party, you'd think he really wants you on the greens Friday morning.
Josh and Madison chimes in at Ben. What if this crew is listening to this conversation? You opened up a can of worms. I opened up nothing. Everyone that is at this bachelor party ain't listening. They are drinking. And dancing and stripping and listening to music, playing cards, playing bags, you name it.
Do you guys have like a set schedule of things you're planning to do? Because from the bachelor parties I've been to, and I think you can attest to this because you've told us about your time at Greg Scalzo's, where you ended up at a blackjack table by yourself and were avoiding the rest of the crew. Getting 30 people. Well, you avoided.
I just had an itch.
You wanted to play multiple when they came around.
I had an itch.
Getting 30 people rowing in the same direction is a near impossibility. Now put in booze, you've got yourself at like nothing. So, like, are you expected tomorrow to be somewhere at 11 a.m. for this thing we're all doing? Or is it kind of just, we're hanging out, we're drinking, that's what we're doing?
Our activities. We will have a bunch of yard games to play as desired throughout the weekend.
Okay.
Mostly just hang at the cabins / fire on Friday night or see if the evening takes us to a local walking distance watering hole. That's the plans for tonight. Knowing that they've been out drinking, you think they're going to get back drinking from a beautiful day and be like, you know what? Let's sit by the fire tonight. No, they're going to want to go to the local watering hole.
What's tomorrow?
Saturday. We have 3 pontoon boats for use throughout the whole day.
Oh, boy.
The lake is close by. Anchored down at the sandbar. Saturday evening, there will be more hanging around the fire telling ghost stories and having a good belly laugh.
Excuse me?
This is such a Ben Brust event.
I didn't write this.
Yeah, but it's your friends.
You've got. Well, why is this my friends?
No, you're scared of scary stories, aren't you?
Yeah, ghost stories. I saw that and I almost fell out. Ghost stories. So, yeah. You guys haven't... Josh, go or don't go?
If I were you and adding in the fringe aspect of wedding party, which I'm still a little sketchy on...
I know you're sketchy on, but take into consideration it's not sketchy.
I would go and I'd probably... go to my cabin first and probably hammer down a couple Bud Lights and then go greet everyone. Like, do your entrance, hey, hello, and then get a little time to yourself. Because trying to catch up after this many hours is a nightmare and bad news.
Well, then why even do the
because it's your friends. It's a good time and it'll be easier tomorrow.
I'm not disagreeing on the going thing, but like the slamming a couple just to go.
Yeah, by yourself. Yeah. Just get a little buzz going that way. You don't got to get wasted tonight. I think that's definitely the Saturday thing. Well,
and I'm happy about that. I come out the winner if I don't have to get wasted tonight. So I think that's... But the problem is I know if I go and I'm around the guys, they're going to be like, let's get Ben caught up.
Well?
I don't have my big boy pants on right now.
What about tomorrow? Because you're going to need them tomorrow either way.
Ryan from Iguanago chimes in, sound like Jesse Nelson planned this. Board games on Sunday. One of the official and unofficial Jesse Nelson haters of the Scalzo and Brust family. I think I'm going to go.
Tonight?
I'm definitely going to go. But I got a great place that you can go. And that's the 2022 Aurora Healthcare Brew City Battle. For those who don't know what that is, it's the college basketball doubleheader coming to American Family Field, home of the Milwaukee Brewers. That's right. A basketball game at AmFam Field. Friday, November 11th, 4 o'clock, the women's basketball team takes on Kansas State. 7 o'clock, prime time, the men's basketball team takes on the Stanford Cardinals. Shout out to me, I got an offer from Stanford, chose Wisconsin. Go Badgers! One ticket is good for both games. Tickets are on sale to the public on Tuesday, July 26th at noon. You can get tickets and information at brews.com/basketball. But we have an exclusive opportunity for the Scalzo and Brust family and all of you across ESPN Wisconsin. All you got to do is go to brews.com/basketball, find the radio presale prompt when you scroll down and enter code ESPN. So you have an opportunity where the presale, you can get the best tickets. Like, when thinking about going to a sporting event, like, I don't know if you go to, like, a football game and a baseball stadium. Sure. Like, it's important for a basketball game. Like, I think back to the Final Four. You didn't want to be at Jerry World in the football stadium really far away. Right. You want to get this presale. So I'm telling you, if you want to go to the game, use this presale that you can only get through us. Brews.com/basketball. Find the radio presale prompt and type in ESPN. It begins. It started noon today. Noon today, and it ends Monday, July 25th. Brews.com/basketball, radio presale, enter code ESPN. And we do you one better. We give away tickets right now. One caller Madison, one caller Milwaukee, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. First caller Madison wins a pair to the Brew City Battle. First caller Milwaukee wins a pair to the Brew City Battle. 800-990-3776. Pole dancing next across ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust. I got a knocking in my knees and a wobble in
my walk, and I'm trembling. Weird song choice?
Yeah, a little. This isn't a normal jump perplex right now, Josh. Did you hit the random.
Sorry.
Josh, mute yourself.
I just wanted to tell you guys that I got a little bit of a sneeze to happen there. Because it sounded weird. I started to talk and I stopped. It's a dramatic effect. Ever heard of it? We're entertainers.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh yeah. Joshy DiMaggio knows the way back to the Scalzo and Brust family's heart. That's Good Vibes Friday here on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. Ben Brust here with Alex Strofin for Greg Scalzo. T-minus 40 minutes as I think Alex Strofin and Josh DiMaggio have helped me figure out what I'm going to do, and that's go to my buddy's bachelor party tonight.
One more time.
Yeah. Slam a couple Bud Lights when I get there. Don't catch up too quick, but play a little catch up.
You're going to be jamming to this at the watering hole tonight. It'll be good.
I might as well walk in with a speaker with this song, and everyone will just embrace me.
That's actually a really
good idea.
That's a really good idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Because everyone hates the awkward entrance, right? Like,
hi, how you guys doing? Hey, I'm sober.
You guys are really drunk. Like, this is weird. If I just, like, come in with the energy, then they just start dancing around. I can, like,
might
let them just have some fun.
Might be a good play, Benny.
800-990-3776. That's the old National Bank talk and text line. Let's go to Phil in Cedarburg. Phil, welcome into Scalzo and Brust.
Hey, Benny, I think you should...
Go ahead.
...and show people you can have fun without getting toasted. You can go up there tonight. You can be the cool guy. You can be the fun guy. You don't have to be drunk. It kind of seems a little childish to me to feel like you guys...
Thank you for the call, Phil. We're pretty childish at times, I'd say.
Has he never listened to this program?
Now, I don't want to...
Yeah, I see his point, but
I don't
like,
want to promote
it's a
your
bachelor
yes,
party.
Correct.
Like, right. It'd be one thing if it was like, just, like, I'm not saying every Saturday I have to get toasted.
Right.
Like I've seen people on Twitter who, like, I follow, they're like, they come back and they're like, geez, I'm getting too old for this. They are also 4 or 5 years younger. So, like, there's an expectation that I got to, like, you know,
get to their level
as well.
Thing is, too, with the
it's
setup.
It's a bachelor party. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
the setup you have, too, it's you're camping. There's
it's
like,
a safe space
right.
to absolutely get toasted.
Correct.
Like,
correct.
And that's the biggest thing that
Let
I'm excited
your hair
about.
Down.
Yeah. Like, I don't have to look over my shoulder that, you know, Joe Schmo might. You know, take a picture of me running down the stairs at Fiserv Forum, you know, as I'm yelling at a ref.
Oh, Dude McGuy, yeah.
Dude McGuy. Like, there's no Dude McGuy. Everyone's a Dude McGuy this weekend, and I can live with that. Joshy, I realized I made a big mistake today as well.
Uh-oh.
I still have the notification on my phone where it says Court B-Day. It's my sister's birthday today, and I think I've said probably 10 times, hey, make sure after you do this, call your sister and wish her happy birthday. And it's getting to the point in the wee hours of the day, like where I think it's to go from Wilde and Tausch, IPT if I don't call before 6. Right? Like if I'm calling after dinner, that's in poor taste to call your sister. Are we in agreement there?
I don't know that it's in poor taste, especially with the ride you have ahead of you, but I understand getting ahead of it and doing it before dinner because you don't know what she's doing, right? She could be out and about.
Dinner!
She could be at dinner.
And then she's like, oh, Ben called me late, you know, he wasn't thinking about me.
Well, I would say anytime, the rule I like to live by is anytime after noon, you kind of blew it and you should call or text as soon as you can.
But you would agree that anytime after 6, you really, really, really blew
it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
Like,
I called
my brother one time at like 10 o'clock at night, and I still can't live it down.
You might as well not call.
No. Yeah.
You're better off not calling.
You better call
I agree.
The next day, yeah.
He was pissed, rightfully so.
Yeah.
And so I would like to dial up my sister right now, because even if she doesn't answer, I think she will appreciate the gesture that I was on working across ESPN Wisconsin.
Oh boy,
I love the dial tone on the radio. It's not doing the thing.
Oh, just
well, at least take that down. Please.
Solitary tone.
I like the beeps with the.
I thought I was gonna get the beeps. I don't know.
It didn't do the
here.
Beeps.
It didn't give me the beeps. Let me call.
All right. So right now we are calling my sister because I have to be a good brother. Even though Josh, I don't agree with the noon thing. I would say anytime after like 3 or 4, you're probably getting into the territory of you should have called.
And she might be doing something else.
Correct. But I purposely leave reminders on my phone up until I complete them and I clear them from the front of my notification center. So please pick up. If not, I probably would not. You know what? I would like to leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
Because this is a number that she will not know. And you know what? As long as it doesn't say her phone number, like I'm trying to remember. Do you know if you're like, I know my dad's voicemail by heart by now.
Yeah. Yeah. But do people say their phone numbers?
Well, no. Sometimes it's you have reached and they just go with the phone number.
No,
do you have a voicemail?
Yeah. So I actually used to do, I used to have one that was a song and it was I can't even think of the name. It's I don't want to lose your love tonight, but it was more, I don't want to miss your call tonight. I already missed your call tonight. Yeah, so I did that for a while. And then I got a real big boy job, and I decided I'd just do the generic, hey, you've reached Alex Strofe.
Joshy, can you give me an update at least? What the heck's going on back there?
We have a little trouble here. I'm working on it.
Like the phones aren't working?
He leaves for 2 days, and he doesn't remember how to do anything. Look what you did. You threw him off. This is your fault.
Oh,
you started all this, by the way.
Well, I wish right now for this text, Jen Latta chimes in. Yikes, that dial tone on the radio sounded like a horn. I thought someone got in an accident and was laying against their horn. We used to have a at the Park Bank ESPN Madison studio, one of those.
Oh, we still have it.
You still have that?
It sits on my desk, yes.
Use that again. Josh doesn't like it because it sounds like actual police. I like the idea of, if we're on the radio, just randomly playing that.
See, the
because
thing
I
is,
want
Ben,
people to make sure that they're driving correctly.
I don't know how legal that is, to be real honest with you.
It's probably not.
I don't know that it is.
But I always ask for forgiveness.
452.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's leave a voicemail. Yep. She probably was scared by the number. Cue it up once. There we go.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Courtney, it's your brother Ben live on the radio leaving you a voicemail. I had a notification telling me that it was your birthday, and I told myself I was going to call you 10 times today, and I never did. I called brother Steven at 10 o'clock maybe 5 years ago, so I didn't want to reach that territory. Okay, I'm 31, Jonathan's. Oh, I'm 30, Jonathan's 39, Steven's 37, which makes you 35. Holy cow, I hope I get this right.
Do you think she wants it on the radio?
Doesn't matter.
A little
happy
too late,
35th
Joshy.
Birthday, Courtney. I love you, and I hope I got your birthday right. Josh, can we do some impromptu pole dancing now? I'll give you a second here. Rate my voicemail.
Like a 4.
A 4?
You had to stumble through thinking what her age was, and then you publicized it across the Milwaukee and Madison airwaves.
Was that IPT?
Of course it was. Isn't one of the golden rules never ask a woman their age?
I think you should just be proud of your age. Tell about how you feel. Let's pole dance.
They've got questions, and we've got answers. Time to give the people what they want. Let's go pole dancing on Scalzo and Brust.
Every Friday, we answer the questions our fellow shows cannot answer themselves, from 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee to 100.5 ESPN in Madison. Joshy, what do we got?
This first one comes from Jen Gabachui, which you can hear from 7 to 9 a.m. on ESPN 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. What do you consider old? 40 to 50 years old? 50 to 60 year old? Or 60 years and up?
That's tough. That's tough. I'd say retired, right? So probably either 50 to 60 or 60 and up. If you're retired, you're old.
Strofe, you can retire whenever you want.
I certainly cannot.
You get my point. Some people
can you retire right now?
God, no.
Well, then it's not whenever you want, pal.
But my point is, if somebody can retire at 40, that doesn't necessarily mean they're old.
Well,
what is the standard retirement age?
65.
55, isn't it?
65.
Isn't it? Am I wrong?
I don't know.
I'm very far away is all I know.
You don't know. I'm pretty sure.
You mean I don't know?
Because you're too dumb. You probably don't even.
You're calling me dumb?
Yeah. I actually max out my 401k. You probably don't even put a single dollar in your
401k. Oh, that's not accurate at all, pal. I do put money in my
401k. Well, then you should look and see when they project you retire.
Is 401k offing?
It's a 401k off. Got a backdoor Roth.
Ben Bruss called me dumb. Is that the lowest level you can get to?
Okay. Dumb off and a 401k off.
In the same segment, Joshua. That's called professionals right there.
How much you contribute?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
you max out your contribution, huh? Are you an aggressive fund moderate?
What can you max your contributions at for a single year?
If you think I know the answer to these questions, you are sadly mistaken.
Well, then don't be like, oh, you call me dumb if you don't know the answers, buddy. You'll learn.
Look at me, Mr. Moneybags. Unbelievable. Go to the blackjack table.
I would love
Richard.
To. I'd love to. I hope there's one close.
What's your answer here? You didn't even give an answer. I just said when you retire, you're old because you have nothing better to do. You got nothing to do when you're retired. You're old.
I would go 60 and up. I mean, 50. I've seen Chewy. Chewy's 53. 50. What is he, Josh? I don't know his age, but I would say low 50s. He looks not old. He looks hot. I'll say it. Chewy looks hot.
Chewy's 53.
Chewy's hot. Like, he's tall. He's handsome. He's got maybe too big of muscles. but I'm attracted to him.
Oh.
I'm only being nice because I beat him in the Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust off.
Let's stick with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy here. If Gabe Neitzel and Ben Brust went against each other in an Oklahoma drill, who would be AJ Dillon and who would be Elvis Kingfish? Gabe beats Ben 51%. Ben beats Gabe 49%.
If you don't think my psycho self is not going to vote for myself, I don't care. I know Jen Latta, who texted in, ordered like those bubble balls off Amazon. I don't know if that's still happening. I would love to do it.
Wait, so you're doing an Oklahoma drill in bubbles?
Yeah, because I was volunteered. And I was
just
like,
do the Oklahoma drill.
Without pads?
You're going to win.
Yeah, no, I don't want to throw my body at another human's body. Like, that's just stupid.
Maybe you're old. Maybe, how old's Ben? 31?
Gonna be,
I mean,
very
Ben's,
soon.
Ben's a 50-year-old, 30-year-old.
How so?
Because you do a lot of old guy things.
Yeah,
you sound old. You yell at the neighbors for being too loud at the pool.
Yeah, by the way, cool, man.
No. For being too loud after the pool is closed at 10 p.m.
It's 10 p.m.
On a Wednesday.
It's 10
what p.m. did you wish for on the 4th of July?
For rain. I did a rain dance.
And what time was that at?
3 o'clock p.m.
So you see why we think you're old? You're
I
literally
hungover.
Get off my lawning. Yeah. Kids having a good time.
It was selfish. I will fully admit it. I had a long weekend. Pat on the back to me. I drank for a member guest golf tournament Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I didn't want to hear the yelling, screaming youngins partying, licking whipped cream off each other outside my apartment.
Whoa. If my memory serves me correct, you also then enjoyed the pool just a few days later.
I did.
I think you have to self-ban from the pool.
Yeah. Within hours.
I went from like 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And as I saw the young people file in, I was like, time to go play some Call of Duty.
When you had to go eat dinner.
When did you become a rule follower, right? Like I've always been a rule follower. You cheated in that class in college and you didn't make all academic Big Ten.
Yeah, but like I got caught once. If for the amount of times that I got cheating, I'm a rule follower because I never got caught.
How about the Seltzer Mile? Cheated there, weren't following the rules. Are you smarter than Ben Brust every single week?
I've never cheated on Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust.
You cheat on it every week?
I put my hand to God right now. God, let them know I have not cheated.
Yeah, you really proved your point there, Benny. Nicely done.
I want to do another quick one here. This is from Rutledge and Hamilton, which Strofe is featured on. And the poll question actually features Strofe.
Uh-oh.
You can listen to Rutledge and Hamilton between 2 to 4 on 100.5 ESPN Madison. With Alex Strofe sending Jim and Matt a drunk text, how old is too old to send a drunk text? 20s? 30s? Or never too old.
So I'm holding the picture up that was attached in said drunk text. Benny, would you like to explain this, please?
That is a very, very drunk. Can I say that?
Drunk?
Drunk.
You can say drunk.
Alex Strofe with a lit cigarette.
Heaters?
Yeah. Had a heater going.
He does not look there.
No. That was so similar.
His face is white.
So similar to your bachelor party, guys, this was an all-day thing on Saturday. I was downtown Madison. I went to a restaurant that's known for its late-night steak, right? And I stepped out back afterwards, and all the chefs were smoking cigarettes. And I, as you could tell in said picture...
Nothing wrong. Look, if you're in an all-day drunken event, ending up with a heater is not like a crazy thing.
Now, the restaurant I was at was Matt Hamilton's former place of employment. So that... is why I sent the direct text, because I was smoking cigarettes with his former coworkers. And so there you go. So when is too old to send a drunk text? I don't know that you can ever be too old, right? If I'm thinking about you in that state of mind,
I think
you should be honored.
Like, I haven't received a drunk text from my dad, and I'm happy about that, well, you know?
Yeah, I think the relationship matters here, because I've got some friends who will still send me drunk texts, and when I wake up and see them, I find them very funny,
right.
And I'm glad they sent it.
Yeah, I think it depends. Like, it's a core friend group.
I wouldn't want my dad sending me drunk texts,
right.
I can tell you that
right.
for sure. But
right.
if it's my friend and they run into someone I know or they have something funny to tell me,
right.
maybe they went to the casino at 3 a.m. and hit it big and wanted to tell me. Send it to me at any time.
Or they show you the receipts of all the ATM cash advances that they got. You want to see that too. That all we got for pole dancing?
That'll do it.
Well, then let me tell you about one of my favorite places, and that's Road America. Race season's still going strong, and don't miss a minute of the action. Camp on site all weekend and enjoy free admission for kids 16 and under. The IMSA Series, the Sports Car Weekend, is coming August 4th through the 7th. Get your tickets at roadamerica.com. Again, I was there 4th of July weekend about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. It was amazing. I got to stop in the pits. Then I went over to Turn 5, where you can see a lot of the best turn and racing action there. Saw my great Screaming Sicilian pizza trailer, got a nice slice of pizza, and that's what I'm talking about. There's more than just the race. There's that experience. You can camp out, bring your family, bring your buddies, make those memories. I actually had a semi-bachelor party for my brother-in-law at a racetrack where we rented an RV, and you can do that at Road America. Make memories. Go to roadamerica.com. Get your tickets. Come for the experience. Stay for the race. Road America, America's national park of speed. Joshy, I'll let you decide as producer, BB or BS or 1 or 0 next on Scalzo and Brust.
Let's do 1 or 0.
All right. I like it. 1 or 0 coming up next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
I can't get the image out of a full movie theater watching Josh's sex tape.
You guys would be there.
Go, baby, go. I'd be you, Joshy. I'd be cheering my ass off for you.
You good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Painting pictures. It's Picasso.
No, I would be right there next to you, Ben, like right next to you in the seat. Our legs would be touching. And I would push for it to be nominated for Short Film of the Year.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Across ESPN Wisconsin. Josh knows the way back into my heart because he's played a lot of bangers today. Hit me.
So I'll hold on to you.
Josh DiMaggio on the ones and twos. Alex Stroff in for Greg Scalzo. Downtown Mollet Brown helping us out in Madison. Said that with a question mark. Stroff gave me a head nod yes.
Stay with an exclamation point.
Well, that's bad news.
Is my mic dead?
I think we broke his mic.
Legitimately?
Stroff, come over to this microphone sitting directly in front of me. Yeah, that's the one.
Well, Stroff broke the mic.
Yeah.
He had a lot of issues in the break. Going to the bathroom, didn't know where he was going, come back in, and he literally took the microphone out of the slot. That's when I knew
that's
it was
what
bad
she
news.
Said.
Well, he put it back in, too.
Probably the most action you've had in months, huh?
Nailed it. Let's play a little one or zero.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself.
Good
Are
Lord.
You a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
He's Alex Stroff, who just broke some Radio City equipment.
Living
I'm Ben Brust. We're your hosts for One or Zero. Joshy DiMaggio. Oh. We're contestants for 1 or 0. Joshy DiMaggio is the host. He's going to give us a statement. We're going to say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. Josh, take it away.
Tomorrow, Bayern Munich will face Manchester City in Lambeau Field. 1 or 0. Soccer is an entertaining sport.
Zero. And I'm not a soccer hater. Like, I grew up playing soccer, travel for a long time. My brother played in college, and I enjoyed following my brother around. He went to the Elite Eight in the NCAA, which was really cool. But, like, there's a reason why I don't watch it. Because it's not entertaining. It's just not. I could name, let's go football. Let's go basketball. Mm-hmm. Let's go dodgeball. Like, I'd rather watch dodgeball than soccer. I'd watch tennis over soccer.
Oh, well, yeah, no brainer.
What else is there? Volleyball I'd watch.
Sure.
Like,
cornhole. Which one? Cornhole or soccer?
Soccer.
Joshy?
I'd probably watch soccer.
Yeah.
See, I'm watching cornhole. It's a total zero for me here. I played high school soccer.
Wow.
I can't watch it.
Cool.
I played for 1 year on the worst team in the state. We went 0-23. We lost to two JV co-ed teams. And I started every game.
Did you have...
I lost a bet.
Was this a real like high school soccer team?
I swear to God.
Team?
Denmark High School. Yeah.
Is that a real high school?
Yes, yes.
How many kids were on your team?
Did you field 11?
Yeah, I think we had 14. And I was a senior, so I lost a bet to my buddy, who was actually good. He was our only good player. And, so I went out, and I stunk. I absolutely stunk.
What position did you play?
Right defense. And my favorite story to tell is we were playing a local school. Is that even a position?
Right defense. Right back.
Is it right back?
Right
defense. Is that
defense.
The term? Okay, sure. We were playing a rival school, and this kid walks up to me and goes, "Hey, I'm one goal short of breaking my brother's school record for goals. We're tied." And I said, "All right, I'm going to take a dive, beat my goalie." Took a dive, he beat my goalie.
He did
that was
the
my
mighty
ultimate
ducks.
Accomplishment. Yeah.
And also... Yeah.
0-23, by the way.
IPT on the guy who was trying to break his brother's record. Asterisk.
He farved it.
Asterisk.
He farved it to Michael Strahan. He took a dive.
Absolutely.
He rolled right into it. I can't believe you.
I'm sorry.
You have no competitive spirit.
That's not true at all. We were losing like 7-0.
Yeah.
I wanted to go home. The game ends when it's 10-0. I wanted to go home. It was two birds, one stone. I was helping this kid achieve such an athletic accomplishment.
You just ruined his brother's life for the rest of his life.
But he was going to break it anyway. This was like game six of the season. And I had realized, oh my God, I have 20 games left of this crap. I want to go home after 60 rather than 90. I'm going to take a dive. He's going to break his brother's record. Everybody leaves happy. I think I'm a good guy in this situation. No?
I don't think
Joshy?
So. Joshy, move on from this guy.
A Subway chain is offering free sandwiches for life for fans who get footlong tattoos of their logo.
Oh.
One or zero. You would get a tattoo of your favorite restaurant for free food for life.
Yeah, right on the butt.
Yeah, is there a rule on where this can be placed?
Well it's got to be a foot long.
Yeah.
I mean, like, can I have sub on one cheek and whey on the other? You know what I mean? Because the crack separates.
Does it go
the
over
foot.
The crack? You know,
like, I don't know.
Is this a half and
anybody
half?
Anybody got a measuring stick for my butt?
I think as long as it reaches a foot, they probably aren't going
to
stop
you. Want my shoe to measure? Here.
Is that a foot?
Probably a little bit longer. Here's my shoe. There you go.
That's
he's putting it
said.
On his rear. I think you got space.
If you curve the sub in the way, I think I could get it a foot
Well,
long.
You got a natural curve, so.
But that's the thing. I would do like I wouldn't want to do like what if the name's really I guess it's still a foot the size
you just,
would
it just has to
adjust.
Meet a foot long
yeah
so is it a picture of the sub am I getting a tattoo of like a steak and cheese or am
well,
I getting a tattoo
they
of
want
the logo,
the logo.
The
they
logo.
Want the logo okay. So would you get your favorite restaurant's logo tattooed on you in a foot length for free food for life
oh
yes
yeah I'm a one no doubt
one or zero
unfortunately my favorite restaurant won't I don't think do that
this is just a quick one. Because this is me inserting my opinion. One or zero, a sandwich is the most reliable meal.
It's a one.
It's a one, absolutely.
I ate one at 2 a.m. last night.
Roast beef?
No, it was turkey last night.
I forgot.
I'm off the roast
what?
Beef.
You're changed?
I got sick of it, man.
We shamed him.
I got sick.
No,
yeah.
No, that's what we do.
Dude, my boss.
Cut his mic for
my
a second.
My boss calls me stroke beef. It's your fault.
We literally do this, Josh, and I'm proud of it. We make people better. Greg Scalzo did this to me. When I was a hungover baby when I first started, he shamed me about me being a baby. We made fun of Alex Strofe for eating roast beef as a sandwich. His boss called him Strofe Beef. He now hates roast beef.
Yeah, it's true. I haven't had roast beef in at least 6 months. It's like been a hot minute.
We shame people into better habits.
I don't even know that it's on purpose, but you guys are right. I think it might be your fault.
I think it's not a coincidence.
I think I'm going through the process right now, like of realization. So, yeah.
There's a reason why there's not a roast beef pizza from Screamin' Sicilian. They have the mother of meat, which is just a great combination of pepperoni, ham, bacon, sausage. No, not roast beef. That's the mother of meat from Screamin' Sicilian, my favorite of the Palermo Screamin' Sicilians right now. They also have holy pepperoni, the Bessie's Revenge, Mambo Italiano.
Mambo!
Supreme. Isn't it great to see him do it?
It's so good
he looks
back.
Like an opera singer.
He's amazing. You're so beautiful, Josh.
The Supremus Maximus, the Thin and Crispy, Screamin' Sicilian. Again, they use the best ingredients, including the real butter with their craft-styled stone-fired crust, whole milk mozzarella cheese, secret tomato recipe sauce, and tons of toppings that will get you screaming. Find your screaming pleasure. And also dates night. Date night, Strophy. Get a screaming. I know you got a girlfriend. Get a screaming. From your local grocer's freezer, and there will be some screaming later. Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God.
Screaming Sicilian Pizza. Find your screaming pleasure in your local grocer's freezer. We send you out with free beer and free pizza Friday. We're giving away, don't call right now, just teasing, giving away some Shiner Bock and a Screaming Sicilian Pizza. Free beer and free pizza Friday, plus the saxophone song. We get you onto the weekend in a sexy way next on Scalzone Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
We were texting last night, by the way, me and Homer, because I watched The Greatest Showman. And he loves The Greatest Showman, and we're going to watch it together one day, I promise.
That was a good distraction. Glad we did that.
Yeah, that was probably the least meaningful thing that may have ever been said on this show.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You made it, Wisconsin! Oh, you made it! This is Scalzone Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light! Give me the sax!
Save me!
On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust! Is 30 people too many for a bachelor party? 85% of the people say yes.
There you go, pal.
That's where I'm headed after the show. A bachelor party with 33 people. They're going to be drunk. I'm coming in stone cold sober. Also on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, what team are you on? Team Joshy or Team Ashy? Ashy, 35%. Joshy.
Yeah, Joshy.
65%. Filed a lot of his grievances with the Scalzo and Brust family. Those who had said, oh, no, we can't lose Josh. If we trade Josh for Ashton, the show will never be the same. Come Wednesday, come Thursday. Although, you know, just real quick, run down the list. Do you still have that list? I'd love to hear the traitors of Josh DiMaggio. Oh man, he's fumbling, stumbling, bumbling back there. Got a lot of pieces of paper
back there. Yeah,
Joel and Fitchburg, Appleman in the Orchard, Jordan and Madison, Nick and Madison, Chris from Germantown, Shady from Port,
Shady. It's a great name.
Josh and Heartland, Jonah and Cedarburg, both of them. I would like to say John and Cedarburg and I are back on good terms.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Did you guys talk offline?
Uh-huh. Yep, so we can cross him off the list. But
so
the others-
all the others, Josh can be bought, it seems.
I have a follow-up then. So you and Jonah are fine. He's off the list.
Correct.
Where does Ben Brust stand on that list?
Number one.
Are you guys going to be able to fix this?
I thought it was a good step in the right direction today, but apparently not.
Look, the first hour was terribly awkward. There was so much tension in the air. I barely said a word in that first hour.
I thrive in tension.
Because you guys were arguing, you were giving each other weird looks, you were yelling at each other in the breaks. It was just really
uncomfortable.
I
actually think yelling at each other the breaks had nothing to do with anything that's been going on in the last
trip. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm like 100% sure.
Okay, it's not just stuff bubbling up and you taking out your frustration on Josh.
That's what it sounded like to me.
That's how we communicate.
That's actually work. Yeah. That's actually figuring stuff out.
That's just how we talk. Okay. That has nothing to do with any of the other stuff.
Yeah, Josh having to be at my beck and call all the time. 800-990. I think Josh in Heartland's calling you, not for Free Beer Friday, but to kiss your butt.
Oh, look at that. Out of time.
All right, out of time, Josh in Heartland. Save it for Monday. But it is Free Beer and Free Pizza Friday here on Scalzo and Brust. 800-990-3776. You win a Screaming Sicilian Pizza and a case of the delicious Shiner Bock. Great summer beer. Shiner Bock, the dark lager. It is delicious. First caller, Madison. First caller, Milwaukee. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Thanks to Strofe for hanging out. Josh DiMaggio's back. Enjoy your weekend, Wisconsin!